More workers now are saying yes to those job openings. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news of a surge of hiring in the month just ended. The fresh government numbers this morning finds that 531,000 people were added to payrolls in October. That's higher than expected at a time COVID infections are generally declining. Today's report sharply revised upward weaker tallies from August and September. A separate government survey of households finds the unemployment rate falling 0.2% to 4.6%. Economist Julia Coronado is with Macro Policy Perspectives.
Wage growth continues to run strong. So we saw 0.4, nearly a 5% annualized increase in wages right now. And that is increasingly broader based across sectors. Early days, it was mostly restaurant workers getting the big raises. We're seeing more workers get raises now.
Hiring was nearly in everything from construction to restaurants. There was a decline in state and local government payrolls, which includes teachers and law enforcement. The Biden administration has set a January 4th deadline for companies with 100 or more employees to make sure their workers are fully vaccinated or tested weekly for COVID. The new rules from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration raise some questions like who will pay for testing or time off to get the shots. Marketplace's Megan McCarty Carino has more.
Who pays for what under the new rules is very strategic, says Martha Casillas, a workplace safety attorney in Los Angeles.
It's really trying to put the onus on the employer to support vaccinations and reduce barriers to vaccinations.
So companies must provide up to 4 hours of paid sick time for workers to get shots. That's on top of any sick time that's already offered, says Elena Ackles, an employment lawyer in Dallas.
Now, it's a little different for the reasonable time off to recover.
So if workers experience side effects for a couple of days, employers do have to give paid time off, but that can come out of regular sick time. Employers won't be on the hook for testing for most workers who opt out of vaccination, says Ackles.
Which I think was a relief for a lot of businesses because this could get really expensive really fast.
Insurance and government programs usually only cover tests that are medically necessary, so employees might have to foot the bill. I'm Megan McCarty Carino for Marketplace.
There's news that in a test of 1,200 patients, a new pill by Pfizer cut the risk of being hospitalized or dying from COVID by a dramatic 89%. That suggests it's more effective than another antiviral pill from rival Merck, also a treatment, not a vaccine. Pfizer wants to get these interim results to the FDA for further review sometime this month. Pfizer's stock now up 11%. Union employees at farm and heavy equipment manufacturer John Deere have rejected a second proposed contract extending the United Auto Workers' nearly three-week-long strike. They were offered a raise of 10%, and now Deere and company reps claim they're done negotiating. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
Deere is a local company for Iowa State University professor Peter Arazem, so he's been following the negotiations closely.
I don't think that the first contract being rejected was a surprise. They offered a 5% raise, and the next day, inflation was announced at 5.3%. So, you know, that's not particularly inspiring as far as an offer goes.
Arazem says inflation makes it hard to come to an agreement over a deal that will last 5 years. The strike leads to losses on both sides, says Harry Katz, a professor of labor relations at the Cornell ILR School.
Management clearly loses because the workers aren't working. There's lost production and lost income and profits.
Katz says at least for the last year, Deere's business has been quite strong. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
AT&T and Verizon were set to roll out their new better, stronger, faster wireless system a month from today. But reportedly now they will delay over concerns the new 5G could interfere with airplane electronics, including instrument landing systems. The Wall Street Journal reports the FAA was about to tell pilots to limit the use of some systems, but the phone companies deny that 5G interferes. Now, you going anywhere during the holiday season? A survey from Deloitte suggests nearly half of you just said, yup, prepare for the pandemic distortions. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
70% of travelers plan on driving this holiday season, according to the Deloitte survey. And that is not going to be cheap. Patrick DeHaan is head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy.
Motorists hitting the road for Thanksgiving or amongst the holidays are going to be greeted by the highest gas prices we've seen since the holidays of 2014.
DeHaan says that's because demand for gas is growing, but oil production still hasn't caught up to pre-pandemic levels. Prices at the pump are already higher than they were a year ago.
And where we go from here is potentially even higher yet. And that's thanks to a continued rise in global demand as we see pandemic issues easing and economies reopening.
More of those drivers will be renting cars this year. In 2020, Deloitte found that roughly 20% planned on renting. This year,
that number is up to about 30%.
That's Mike Daher at Deloitte. Many rental companies sold cars off early in the pandemic and are still rebuilding their fleets.
So I would expect longer wait times at the rental counter. I'd also encourage folks to, you know, definitely book early.
Same story for air travel. Henry Hardeveld is a travel industry analyst with Atmosphere Research Group.
We've seen periodic problems where airlines simply don't have enough pilots, flight attendants, or both to operate the schedules that they had hoped to operate.
Hardeveld says airlines are training more pilots and bringing flight attendants back from furlough.
But if you've got demand that's almost at pre-pandemic levels, but your capacity is not there and you can't add flights because of concerns about not having enough pilots or flight attendants, that means only one thing: airfares go up.
About 1 in 4 low-income respondents told Deloitte they plan to cut back on travel spending this year. 30% of higher-income travelers plan to spend significantly more. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
And before we go, a quick note on the music that graces the middle of this program. We do get inquiries. You know, sometimes it's stuff like this. St. Vincent techno, right? Or this. Something more Steely Dan. Here's why I bring it up. We're happy to have you, dear listener, add to our playlist. We're looking for your input on that mid-show music. We're collecting submissions. You can use the email music@marketplace.org. It's not lyrics we're after. It's really the vibe as to why, I don't know, a spirit of collaboration, or like they used to say, because we like you. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.